Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about some of the strategies of the anti-animal activists. Back on that in just a moment.
Messner Ranch, they've got the oldest annual production sale in the state, and it's coming up on February 4th at the ranch in Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, plus 80 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Request a catalog at dvauction.com, or for more information, contact Milton at 580-273-9494. Or call Van at 580-552-1555. That's the Messner Ranch Production Sale, February 4th. We'll see you there.
John Deere tractors are built to work and built to perform. At P&K Equipment, we tend to agree. The full line of 5E Series utility tractors is full of grit, loaded with options, and ready to work. Moving, mowing, baling, and feeding, these tractors are in it for the long haul. And right now, you can get up to $4,000 off a 5E Series utility tractor with the purchase of two or more implements. After all, you've got some land, it's time you own it. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 1/31/17. Implements must be John Deere or Frontier brand. Other restrictions may apply. See P&K for details.
Folks who don't like modern animal agriculture production are trying to reshape animal agriculture in this country. According to Hannah Thompson-Weeman, one of the strategies that the anti-animal agriculture crowd is using is to take one state's rules and regulations and laws and try to force them on animal agriculture all across the country.
One of the things we've learned, and we've seen that with the Massachusetts vote, with the California vote, and even the GMO debate in Vermont, is that you've got these states that are trying to dictate to producers outside of their state borders.
Yes, that is a huge part of this. And this one in Massachusetts even included that in their piece of legislation, that it applies to not only farms and ranchers in Massachusetts, but any products sold in Massachusetts. So they've now put that burden on the retailers to have to go out and verify with all their suppliers that even if they're not in Massachusetts, if those eggs end up on the shelf in Massachusetts, they have to fall under this new law. So that's another audience that's being burdened by this unduly, is the retailers who are now asked to verify all of this. But that is a huge challenge. That has been something that the industry has used to try to challenge these laws, is that you can't have voters in one state dictate how farmers in another are able to produce their commodities. And that's why HSUS targets these states, because they know they'd have a lot tougher sell going to a state like Iowa, a state that has a strong egg industry and has legislators who are connected to constituents who do raise these commodities and have a little bit more sway in that area. So that's exactly why they choose the states that they do, is if they can get those small states like Massachusetts to pass these kind of initiatives and have them include provisions that include farmers and ranchers from outside of that state, they can have a big impact by doing that. And they realize that. And that's one grounds that's going to be used to challenge this, is that something they should be able to do under the Constitution?
Now, with all that said, what is a strategy, a winning strategy for animal agriculture? What's out there that we can generate that'll be the right thing to do?
What we really believe is the biggest winning strategy for animal agriculture is being united and standing together. And it doesn't matter what kind of product you produce, whether it's organic, conventional, some kind of niche market, small, local, big, farmer's market, commodity production, whatever you're doing, we're all producing animal products. So at the end of the day, we're all going to find ourselves targeted by those activist groups. Because today, they might be pushing certain systems because their main objective today is targeting that large-scale agriculture. But at the end of the day, if you are producing products that come from animals, they do not want you to be in business either. So that's the biggest thing that I see that we need to do within the animal agriculture industry, is get out of our own way and work together and realize that we can market our own products, we can appeal to different values that consumers have without disparaging one another. No matter what choice you want to make in the grocery store, whatever fits in your budget and your values, you should feel confident that it is safe, that it is good for your family, and that there is a farmer and rancher somewhere that produced it for you to purchase. So that's the biggest thing that we want to carry into 2017 at the Alliance, is that message that we're all in this together. No matter what we do, how we're different, it's more important of how we're the same. And if we're taking care of animals, taking care of livestock, and producing food for consumers, we need to focus on those commonalities versus our differences.
Hannah Thompson-Weeman with Animal Agriculture Alliance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
To boost your farm's bottom line, start with soil health. The 21st Annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference returns to Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions, double from last year, and hear from 37 top speakers on soil health. Don't miss the popular No-Till Trade Show, presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, AgroLiquid, Needham Ag, and Payseens Ranch. Register now to save off walk-in rates at notill.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.